Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, most of us like to have fun, and we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief. Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, and this soothing liquid speeds relief. Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Hey, Molly, it's in. My ad. It's in the morning paper.
What?
My ad.
Morning paper? What ad?
Oh, that's right. You don't know about it. I was going to surprise you. It's a big business deal of mine, and...
Oh, no. McGee, if you read a book on how to mine diamonds in Africa and bought a rubber raft and put our house up for sale, I won't...
Take it easy. It's nothing like that. This is real clever stuff. You see, when I was downtown yesterday, I ran into old man McDonald, the president of the Third National Bank's wife, you see.
Oh?
So, she was bragging about how smart old man McDonald is about business and how he was in the newspaper office right now running an ad to get new investors, and all at once, it hit me like a flash. If old man McDonald can do it, why can't I?
Do what?
Get investors. Here, read the ad. Very top ad there under business opportunities. Read it.
Attention, investors. It takes money to make money.
Good catch line, huh?
Invest in McGee Incorporated, $10 a share with a guaranteed return of $15 in 3 days?
Yep.
Oh, McGee, this is just ridiculous.
Why?
Would you mind telling me how on earth you expect to take $10 and turn it into $15 in just 3 days?
Very simple. I just won't put the money into anything that takes very long, that's all.
Oh, dear. Honestly, McGee, Well, what do you know about investments anyhow, really now?
My dear, there is one great rule that every big investor, from Corny Vanderbilt to Jack P. Morgan, has always got rich with. One simple rule that you can't lose with. And that rule will be my guiding principle to it. Whatever you buy it low, and when you sell it high. It's as simple as that, my dear.
Well, I only hope nobody can...
Probably my first investor. Come in.
Oh, Dr. Gamble. Hello, Doctor.
Him.
Hiya, Molly. And, well, well, why the look of deep concentration on little dull skull here? Trying to remember your name, sonny?
Show the good doctor to the nearest open manhole, my dear. I'm much too busy to swap small talk with the big blob. The phone will be ringing any minute, and I've got to fill out all these blank stock certificates.
Blank stock certificates?
Read this, doctor.
Oh, let me see. Attention, investors. It takes money to make money.
Good catch line, huh?
Invest in McGee Incorporated... $10.
Now, McGee, you listen to me.
Gee whiz, Molly, I thought you'd be proud of me and go around saying, that's my husband. But instead, you got that look on your face again.
What look?
The one that says, that's my husband?
Guaranteed return of $15 in 3 days. Call Vista 4366. Oh, brother, this is the worst yet.
Okay, smart guy, go ahead and sneer if you want to deride. But you'll sneer out of the other side of your big fat face when people start bringing me money to put in...
Oh, stop it. If anyone buys one share of this McGee Incorporated, you little dunce, I'll take 50 shares. The general public is pretty gullible, but they're not that...
McGee, who are you calling?
You'll see. Hello, Harrison? Yeah. You read the ad, did you? Well, I thought I'd let you in on it before we're all sold out. Mm-hmm. Only selling a few select shares and how many? 10? Okay.
Give me that phone.
Hey, let go of that phone. What are you trying to...
When you hear the chime, the time will be exactly 11:05.
I thought so.
Oh, just practicing. But you wait and see, big septic. I'll bet when this ad gets read, I'll have so many people trying to crash in here, it'll be like a Hollywood preview.
If it's all right with you, Molly, I'll stick around a while. This I gotta see. McGee Incorporated. Oh, that's priceless.
One at a time, folks. I'll get to all of you now. Hey, Molly, get that phone, will you?
I'm busy filling out this stock form.
How about Doc? Where's he?
Over here, trying to revive this woman who fainted. Where did all these people come from?
Out of the woodwork, I think, Doctor. I'll get it.
Which?
The door. You get the phone. Now, all you people kindly wait in the den, please.
Yeah, take a number there and sit down and wait. We'll call you. Hello? McGee Investment Corporation. 10 shares? You'll have to come over here in person. 79 Wistful Vista. Yeah. Certainly you can bring your friends. A startled-looking lady will let you in, and you'll find a physician standing by with his mouth open. But this is the place. Yeah.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Here's a conversation you might overhear on any wash day.
You know, there's only one thing worse than doing the wash.
Well, I can't think what that would be.
It's doing the wash with a headache.
You have a headache, Maggie.
Yes, and the kids will be home for lunch any minute. I should have finished this hours ago.
You mean to tell me you don't have Alka-Seltzer?
Well, yes, but for a headache?
Just as good for a headache as it is for an upset stomach, sweetie. You stay right here, and I'll run upstairs and fix you a glass of Alka-Seltzer.
Yes, Alka-Seltzer is a prompt, dependable pain reliever. And because you take this pain reliever, Alka-Seltzer, in liquid form, your system absorbs it more quickly and naturally, and relief comes along almost before you realize it. Get an extra package at the drug counter and be prepared for the busy holiday season coming. And the next time you have a headache, try the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
I just can't understand it, Mabel. Nobody called at all this morning, but right after noon it started and we've just been swamped. Just a minute while I put on this sweater. I've got the phone out here on the back porch. You can't hear yourself think in this house there's so many people.
Molly!
Yes, dearie?
Where did I put my...
It's behind your ear.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, as I was saying, Ed, you investors can give me your money, but you'll have to trust my judgment on the type of investments. So no
did pressure. You hear that, Mabel? Yeah, and they're giving him a free hand, too. Not one of them looks the least bit worried. I don't know how he does it, but this man...
Molly, Doc, somebody get the door.
Okay, dearie. Talk to you later, Mabe. Bye. Coming. Oh, this is a madhouse. I've never seen anything like it.
Number 18 next. Number 18.
Oh, gracious, that's me.
Right in here, ma'am, and don't be so nervous.
Oh, he's nearly sold out of his stock. Oh, dear, I do hope he accepts me. He's getting so particular.
Heavenly days, I never saw anything like
Molly,
this.
Molly, I got to talk to you. I've been trying to get through this mob to find you for 20 minutes, but you've been so busy.
Did you ever see anything like it?
Never. That's why I want to talk to you, Molly. I've just got to get in on this deal.
What?
I know. I laughed at him first. But when I see men like Kramer and Ed Harper come in and put $50 apiece on the line, well, they're the tightest two in town.
I know. I'm just dumbfounded.
Even Wally Wimple.
Mr. Wimple, is he in there, too?
Came in through the window. Said nobody answered the door, and if he came home without any stock, Sweetie Face would kill him. There he is, sitting over there with the afternoon paper in one hand and number 19 in the other.
Okay, next. Number 19, next. 19 is next.
That's why I've just got to have a few shares. A couple, anyhow. Everybody's in on this, and if McGee makes good, how will I look if the only man who wouldn't take a gamble is a doctor by the same name?
Well, I'll talk to him, Doctor, and see if he lets...
There you are, Wimp. Two shares of McGee Incorporated. Welcome to the corporation.
Thanks, Chief.
Well, that's it. I'm sorry, folks. All sold out. All the shares are gone. The deal's closed. Well, I'm sorry. Better luck next time. Keep your eye on the future ads. If this works out, I may try it again. That's it. Right on out the door there. Go right through that door there.
My goodness, I just got in under the wire.
Yeah. Gee whiz, I...
What's the matter, Fatso? Why so gloomy, boy?
Well, I've been thinking and
here's your stock. Huh? I saved you 2 shares. Sign right here.
Huh? Oh, swell. Give me that. Thanks, my boy.
That'll be $20. I knew you'd change your mind.
Gee, McGee, I just don't know what to say.
Just pay up and clam up. This is a closed corporation. That means the stockholders keep quiet. I do all the talking.
That's nothing new.
I hope you know what you're doing, sweetheart. I certainly don't.
Well, I, for one, have the utmost faith in you, Mr. McGee.
Thank you, Wallace.
Even if Mr. McDonald wasn't backing you, I would still...
McDonald?
The president of the Third National Bank backing this deal?
Well, of course. He's guaranteeing every penny invested. If there are any losses, he'll make it good.
McGee, you never told
No
him.
Wonder Kramer and Ed Hopper and those fellows...
Well, what are you talking about, Wimp? I never even saw McDonald. I saw his wife outside the newspaper office, but
Well, that's what it says here in your ad. Right underneath there.
Underneath? Hey, let me see that. McGee Incorporated. $15. Oh, my gosh! They ran both ads together in the afternoon edition. Mine and the bank's.
What? Let me see that.
Says, invest in McGee Incorporated, $10 a share with a guaranteed return of $15 in 3 days.
And then it says, your money insured up to $10,000 by the Third National Bank. O.M. McDonald, president. Oh, this is murder.
Old man McDonald.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
I suppose it's no news that cold-catching weather is upon us. And if you're feeling the unpleasant effects of cold discomforts, and you don't know about Tabsin, then here is really good news for you. Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, can help you. Yes, Tabsin can relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. What's more, you can take Tabsin at any stage of a cold. You'll be delighted with the wonderful way Tabsin brings relief in colds. Buy some at your drugstore in the bright red package. That's Tabsin.
Phone's been ringing like mad. People have been checking with the bank and they want their money back.
You mean they don't trust my investment judgment? Just because the bank isn't backing me, they want their dough?
Frankly, yes.
Well, in that case, there's only one thing we can do.
What's that?
Tell them I'm not home.
Oh, now you can't.
Stall them off till Thursday. I didn't promise them anything till 3 days, and I'll come through. You'll see. All I ask is a chance.
Well...
So long, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. The woman was Colleen Collins. Well, that's a fine pickle our hero has gotten himself into, isn't it? Leave it to McGee. Stall him off till Thursday, he said. A year from Thursday would be more like it. However, he's always escaped with his neck so far. Maybe he can do it again. If you want to find out, you have only to tune in here again tomorrow and see the wheels go around. This is John Wall saying goodbye for now.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.